listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a happy hump day. All calls on Press Row come via the Hardee's hotline at 648-1051. Hardee's, the home of charbroiled thick burgers and made-from-scratch biscuits. Check out your local Hardee's today for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Hardee's and ESPN 105.1 The Zone, Chattanooga's championship combination. And joining us now on the Hardee's hotline is former Auburn running back Peyton Barber. Peyton Barber rushed for 1,017 yards this past season before opting to turn pro. Peyton, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing fine, thanks. First off, how tough of a decision was it to leave? I mean, you were a redshirt sophomore. You had a couple of more years. How tough of a decision was it to pick making yourself eligible for the NFL draft over another year at Auburn?
It was definitely tough. You know, I can honestly say it was probably the toughest decision I've ever made, you know, in my lifetime. But, you know, I feel as if it was the best decision for me.
Peyton, how weird is the time, because you've been a team guy at Auburn, and as soon as that Birmingham Bowl is over, it's not about the team anymore. It's about you as an individual, everything you need to do to get ready for the combine, your pro day. How weird have the last few weeks since the Birmingham Bowl been for you, and how different?
Well, it's definitely been weird. Like I said, it's been one of the biggest decisions that I've ever made in my life. You know, I've sat up some nights and, you know, just been like, man, what am I doing? But at the same time, it's like, you know, I know God has a plan for me, and I feel like this is God's plan for me.
Where are you training right now?
Training at IMG.
Okay.
Down in Bradenton, Florida.
Gotcha. You're listening to Peyton Barber, the former Auburn running back, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Peyton, what are some of the aspects that you are most focused on to get ready for next week at the Combine?
Some of the aspects, I guess my 40, my footwork. I feel as if I could get better at everything. I think, you know, just everything, getting better at everything.
What is your 40 time right now?
Right now, I'm in the high 4.44s, low 4.5s.
Wow, that'll get you paid. You think that will surprise some folks if you run in the 4.4s?
I think it'll definitely surprise a couple of scouts. I'm just waiting, you know, to show the scouts what I can do.
Now, looking back 6-7 months ago, Auburn was on the short list of a lot of people's national championship contenders. Looking back now with perspective and hindsight, what, in your opinion, led to the struggles and disappointments for Auburn last fall?
To be honest, I couldn't really give you that answer. If I had to say, I don't think we specifically had a specific leader in a way. Usually every locker room kind of has that one guy who's that guy that's the leader, but I don't think we necessarily had that on our team.
And when you hear conversations, because it's going to grow as we get closer to next season, about Gus Malzahn being on the hot seat, what is your reaction to that?
I believe that Coach Malzahn is, you know, is a great coach. You know, everybody has the years where they struggle, and this year just so happened to be a year that he struggled. But, you know, he showed in years past that he can bring a team that's down and make them a championship contender. So I don't really have much to say to that point.
You're listening to Peyton Barber, former Auburn running back, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Peyton, you've had a unique college career in that in 2013 you redshirted. In 2014, you had 10 carries for 54 yards. I mentioned this past year you had the 1,017 yards on 238 carries. You know how it works with running backs these days, Peyton. A lot of people are concerned about the shelf life and wear and tear, but you virtually have no wear and tear on you. I mean, you basically have one full season of college. Do you think that can be an advantage for you heading into this draft?
Yes, sir. I think it definitely can. You know, just like you said, you know, I don't have that many miles on my body. And that was one thing that, you know, kind of led to my decision. You know, playing in the SEC, I do realize that, you know, I play in a tough league, and or played it in a tough league, and, you know, I see that the value of the running back has been going down, and this year's particular draft seemed to be a weak running back division. So I mean, I feel as if I'm confident and I'm ready for the next level.
Peyton, I've got to ask about your redshirt year in 2013. What was that season like for you? Were you on the sidelines for the prayer and Jordan Hare and the kick six? Were you in the stands? What was that season like for you to go through?
It was definitely an amazing season. For the kick six, I was on the sidelines. I dressed out and everything, and you know, in one of the pictures, actually, I'm jumping up on the sidelines. but yeah, it was definitely an experience that I'll never forget.
All right, Peyton, when we have guests like you on, we like to play just kind of a rapid fire, first thing off the top of your head. You ready to play?
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Who was your favorite NFL team growing up?
Favorite NFL team, Arizona Cardinals.
What one word comes to mind if I ask you to describe Alabama's defense this past year?
Doubt.
What is the hardest hit that you had to endure as an Auburn Tiger? Who gave it to you?
I really, to be honest, don't remember taking any hard hits. You know, as a running back, I try to give the hit. But the hardest hit, maybe I would probably have to say my last carry in the Birmingham Bowl.
Who is the last person you would want to mess with on Auburn's football roster? Who is the one guy nobody dares mess with?
Nobody dares to mess with. I have to say Sean Coleman.
Okay.
But back in the day, it was like Cody Bliss, right?
Right.
Yeah. what's your favorite football movie?
Favorite football movie, Remember the Titans.
And what was your reaction, Peyton, when you learned in the locker room after the Birmingham Bowl? I mean, probably y'all's best performance, either that or the Texas A&M game. What was your reaction when you heard that Memphis player ran off with one of the footballs from the game?
I was right there, actually, when it happened. If you go back and watch the videos, I'm walking off the field. And, you know, I was just kind of amazed and, you know, kind of dumbfounded. But at the same time, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Well, listen, Peyton, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck next week at the NFL Combine, and we hope everything really goes well for you these next few weeks, and thank you so much for taking some time here on Press Row.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Former Auburn running back Peyton Barber joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is its number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.